right now. Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Hi, fans. It's the Bob and Ray gang back again.
Well, cut it out, Bob.
Well, it just seemed like there were more of us here tonight than the usual. Mary and Webley and Wally is here.
We have a guest comedian who's going to come by to entertain us with a stand-up routine that has been rocking him over here at one of those avant-garde nightclubs in town.
I hope he's better than the guest impersonator we had last night. And before we go anywhere, we want to salute our station in Denver, KLZ, which has a big birthday coming up today.
That's right. Today, KLZ in Denver. Think of this. Begins, or all day long they were beginning, the 39th year of commercial broadcasting. 39 years on the air.
That's a long time. They've done it well, and they'll continue to do so. And we hope you have a lot of friends in the Denver area, and that a lot of you have written to join our mailing list, which is still open. And if we send out stuff later on, you'll be on it to receive it.
Well, I tell you, when you start your 78th year of commercial broadcasting, we're going to be saying hello again to you folks at KLZ here at the old Bob and Ray Show.
All the Bob and Ray gang will be doing that.
Gee, hello, movie. Well, congratulations, dude. KLZ.
Morning, folks.
Bob and Ray Show. I wonder what Wally Ballou would sound like in 39 years from now.
Well, let's see if I can simulate how it might sound.
All right. It'd be pretty interesting, Wally. Let's see what you think you'll sound like when KLZ will begin its 78th year of broadcasting.
This is Radio's Wally Ballou.
Yes, but you know,
from Denver.
By then, they'll probably have microphones that will take the waver out of
your voice. Take the age off.
Yeah.
Well, it's something to think about anyway, and I'm not that old that I've got to worry about it right now.
Look at how microphones have changed, Wally, in the few years you've been broadcasting.
That's right, they have.
It used to be as big as a bread box, and now look at this. Looks like a
salt and pepper shaker.
Yeah, well, one. Maybe
one
a pepper
or the
shaker.
Other. Yeah. And they have them as small as a pencil, too, I understand.
See, smaller than looks like a pencil.
Uh-huh.
A ballpoint pen, almost.
Huh?
Well, anyway, congratulations, KLZ. And now, Bob, if you...
Now, would you run on the clarinet-playing comedian, please? And let's have a few words with him before we... little applause there, too. Thank you, audience.
Thank you, ladies. Do you want me to sit beside you or go over there?
No,
with
you can go over there a little bit later.
But
sit here with us idiots first, will you?
All right.
And sign in on our big Bob and Ray guest board, if you will, please. You are?
Ronnie Harper.
Ronnie Harper, comedian. And, Ron, I understand you're really breaking them up over there at the club.
Well, thank you. I have a unique approach. I work alone. I always wonder how you two fellows can work together. But
well,
I imagine it helps.
It's practice, yeah. It does help sometimes.
But I work alone, and I play a clarinet. I used to play it seriously, but...
You started out as a clarinet player. Is that right, Ron?
That's right. I was with the McBeebe Brothers Orchestra. You probably have heard of them.
Oh, well, they're here often, yeah.
I was with Larry Lovebreath and his band.
Mm-hmm.
And I toured the country with your small singer. Whatever his... I forget his name now.
Oh, he worked for us a few months back.
I was his accompanist for a while. But now I'm strictly comedian, and I play my clarinet for punctuation.
And to get maximum boffs, I imagine.
That's right.
Could we have a sample now of the little act that you're putting on over at the
okay.
top there? Let's give a big warm welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to our comedian of the day, Ron Harper.
Did you hear about the fellow who fell out of the 10-story window? Cop came up and said, what happened? He says, I don't know, I just got here. You know, I have a friend of mine that sleeps with crumbs in his bed so he can feed his pigeon toes. Daddy, can I go out and play? Shut up and keep dealing. You know, I got my brother-in-law a job finally. He's a lifeguard at a car wash.
I think we've had just about all we can take.
He heard the drinks around the house.
Audience, you're only encouraging him.
Last summer, we came back from the beach. My wife had a sunburned tongue. I'm talking so much.
I think that's going to be it. And,
one thing about the Army, the food was real swell. I mean swell. I won't say the room is small here.
All right, will you run him off, please?
Go outside to change your mind.
Pull the curtains, please. Our
third act playing comedian Ronnie Harper, our guest here on tonight's show. Ray, I think you told me you lined Ronnie up last night about 11:30, didn't you?
Promised him the world. Yeah. Promised him the world. He seemed just a riot to me. He had everyone at the...
Well, I can imagine if you're in the right atmosphere, it might go over.
But... At the restaurant, really rolling in the aisles or in the...
Doesn't seem to have too much continuity to the thing. He skips from army jokes to mother-in-law jokes, things
of that
sort.
Pretty good, though. They're pretty funny, you old fellas. It's about 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And now here's the theme that ushers in our agriculture expert, Dean Archer Armstead. It's called Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Is that enough, Dean, you think, to establish you? Here from Lackawanna, New York, and the field station is indeed our agriculture expert, Dean Archer Armstead, and it's a pleasure to see you back here. How do you like our stand-up comedian there? Still laughing, huh?
That was the funniest thing I've ever heard.
There was, but now I see the smile fading from your lips, which means you're about to get serious and...
Life guard to car wash.
I thought you were about to get serious.
Get a hold of myself here.
What's new at the field station, Dean?
Gather up my wits. Well, Bob, of course, and we've been working all winter in the lab, more or less. We can't do too much field work.
No, of course not.
And I don't want to go into too many of our cross-pollinizations of what we've been attempting.
Well, it's too technical, I guess. Suffice to say, you have been working on that field, have you?
That's right. Now, we had a young man come up to our place up there, Lackawanna, and, excuse me.
Yes, he came up to Lackawanna and what?
He came up to, I don't know, it looked like a station wagon. And he came up to see us, and he said, I've been working good on a new type of bread and wheat.
A new type of wheat?
That's right. Well, eventually it'll be bread, of course, you know.
Yes.
And he had been crossing small garlic buds with wheat. And naturally, he thought he could in that way raise the wheat that you could make into a garlic bread. I explained to him that he was a nut.
Well, it's a good joke anyway. Ron Harper is writing it down there, I see. He must be going to kick your time. Maybe tonight. Who can tell?
Well, that was a bit of a joke. But really, Bob, we've been so busy up there, and we're down here now to ask for funds.
Oh, well, wait. We can't use the airwaves for that.
I'm here as a committee of one, Bob, to ask you and Ray, who are famous as generous people.
Humanitarians is what we're famous as. I wish you wouldn't go into this on the air because it's an embarrassing thing to say no in front of millions of people.
Well, we don't expect you to say no, but we'll tell you this, Bob. That we think we've got...
Now you are serious, aren't you?
That's right. I think we've got...
Well, I...
You say it that way, it makes me laugh.
No, I...
But I think we've got crabgrass against the wall now. That's, sir.
What does that mean?
Well, now that we get crabgrass against the wall, how are we going to get it off there?
All right, Ron, you had your time. Now we're talking with...
he's a very funny fellow. What club is he at?
We can't mention the name. Oh. It's right around the corner.
I'll look around.
He's really interfering with us terribly. And, I wonder if you could see us right after we leave the air. Maybe we can work something out for you, Dean.
I found a ham in my pocket there one day, and the guy says he wanted a match. I said, why'd you ask him? He says he doesn't speak to strangers.
And so with his theme, Old MacDonald Had a Farm, once again, Dean Archer Armstead heads back to the Lackawanna, New York field station to fill his next visit. Here with us. Goodbye, Dean.
Goodbye, Bob. Goodbye, Ray. And we'll sign you down for 50 fish.
Just time for the lucky phone call, Ray, and the honor falls to you this evening.
This is a very unusual phone call. This is our first international lucky phone call. We've called people all over the United States, but this is the first time that we have selected a lucky person in neighboring Canada.
And also, it's the first time we're really going to give them something worthwhile, a trip to New York and a stay at the Bob and Ray Hotel and a visit here to our studio.
Plus all expenses paid, right. A little walking around money, too, that amounts to quite a tidy sum. So, operator, if you will, please, let's put in our call now to Levis, Quebec, and to the home of Pierre LeBlanc there, please.
Hello?
Hello? This is Bob and Ray calling from New York.
Bob and Ray, hello, Ray. Kent Lyle Birdley here. Isn't this a coincidence? I was visiting with my cousin here in Quebec, Pierre LeBlanc.
Hold on just a second.
Yes, Ray?
Bob? Sit down. I got some very bad news.
What, a shock, you mean? Mm-hmm.
On our international lucky phone call to Quebec.
Yeah. Did you get hold of Mr. LeBlanc?
No. Guess who answered the phone?
I have no idea.
Kent Lyle Birdley.
Kent?
He is the old-time announcer, friends, for those of you who have never heard the program before, who was here as our guest 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he's been haunting us with phone calls ever since.
What's he doing there? We've been trying to get rid of him.
Hello.
Hello, Ray.
How are you, anyway?
Just fine. I'm sorry Pierre isn't here, but isn't it a coincidence I was here to answer the phone?
Well, I guess, did you have your radio on when we called?
Yes, I did, Ray.
Would you lower it just a little bit? I'm afraid we're getting feedback.
Sure thing.
Fine.
I heard you say you're flying the lucky phone answer it right to New York City, Ray, and
that's
I'll
right.
be ready to leave in the morning.
That's wonderful. You'll be our guest at the Bob and Ray Hotel for
wonderful.
A week.
Wonderful. Provide me with a good, inexpensive way of returning to Big Town.
Be good to see you again, and you'll be provided also with walking around money.
Thanks a lot, Ray. It looks pretty good to me.
Good, and say hello to Pierre.
I'll do that.
Goodbye, Kent.
Goodbye, Ray.
Boy, I'm telling you.
You
truth
mean to
is
say,
stranger than fiction.
You mean that after all the effort for this international call, we get the one person we don't want around here?
Yep, Lyle Birdley. He won, and we can't back out of it now.
Well, we'll be here tomorrow then, I guess, huh?
Well, there's our theme music, which indicates it's time for us to put on our hats and coats and silently steal away.
Before we do today, we'll have Sammy Kay's 2 cents worth in just 10 seconds.
This is Sammy Kay, folks. I just want to get my 2 cents worth in.
Swell.
Yes.
And until the next time, this is Ray Goulding reminding you to write if you get work.
Bob Elliott reminding you to hang by your thumb.